Blog Talk Radio.
Be starting soon.
I'm ready. Let's do this today. Let's do it today. What I'm talking about. Good morning, guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey guys, again, thanks for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, if you are on my show page, if you guys please could do me a favor, and there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon so that and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. I'm doing something now through the company to thing going on for this month about picking up new followers to the show. So let's see how many followers I can pick up over the next few weeks. Okay, so there's an icon there on the show page that says follow this show. Click on that and set that up where you can follow the show on a daily basis. All right, the weather here is in Atlanta is absolutely gorgeous today. I mean, when you think about it, like I said before, people move to the South. They move to Atlanta usually to get away from the weather up north. They move to Florida to get away from the weather up north. And, you know, being in Atlanta, you don't have the hurricanes and all this stuff. But you do have great weather. You do have great people. And you do have, you know, tremendous things to do. And, you know, the weather is one of those things that attract people to Atlanta. It's going to be about 74 degrees today, but at night, the temperature drops drastically, right? It drops drastically, and you got to cover up at night. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Today's episode is entitled, Why Can't Celebrity Couples Stay Married? Why can't celebrity couples stay married? And what I wanted to do, I wanted to discuss some of the reasons why they can't keep their marriages together. And someone asked me if I'd do a show about this. And so as usual, I try to accommodate my listeners. If you guys ask me to do a show about something, or if you have an idea about a show, let me know, and I'll usually put it together, right? You guys know that. But so is, why can't celebrity couples stay married? And the first thing came to my mind with this topic is, let's take a couple. Let's say somebody you guys may know. Well, they're celebrities, right? So let's go with Let's go with Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was married to, was he married to Jennifer Aniston? I don't know. So, or let's do this. Let's go with the basketball player, Dwayne Wade, and Gabrielle Union. I don't know if, I'm not sure if they're married yet. I guess they may be, or fiancés or whatever. So let's say they're not married right now. Let's say when they get married, if they get married. I don't think that that relationship, that marriage will last, because one thing is that when you have celebrity couples, and let's say like they are, one's a actress in the movies, and he is a professional basketball player. So you take their careers, and this is what breaks up these couples, is because you got her career, she's got her career, and she's off, let's say she's in Australia or something, shooting a movie, and she has to be on location for, who knows, 4 or 5 months. Okay, and he's back home in the States, and he's in the middle of his basketball season. Okay, so he's traveling, you know, 4 or 5 months out of the year, you know, to different cities. You know, I mean, people are people. Men are men, women are women. And with men, you know, this is what I'm going to talk about. With men, men are, you know, we were made by God to reproduce, to plant seeds, right? And that's what happens. And men, if you ladies don't understand this, men have to have their seeds planted, right? I'm trying to say this without getting into something that, you know, something bad. I'm trying to keep it clean, right? So men have to have their seeds planted. So women, you got to take care of your man. And men, you got to take care of your women, because women will go there and they'll do the same thing. Okay, women to get on low. Let's say Gabrielle Union, she's on location for 5 months in Australia. Now her man isn't there with her, so she may be doing something with one of the guys who are in the movie with her. She may be doing a love scene with one of the guys in the movie with her. And sometimes when you do scenes like that, you know, these kissing scenes and these scenes in the, you know, in the bed where it's portrayed that you know, that you guys are having sex, but of course it's not happening, but it's portrayed that way. So in order to make it more lifelike, right? You have to carry it out the way that people look at it on the screen and say, hey, they, you know, that's what they're doing, right? I'm trying to keep it clean, right? And so women are emotional beings. So when you know, when you're kissing a woman or whatever, and you're kissing her passionately, which is what you have to try to portray on the screen, then because women are emotional, they can get caught up in that, right? She's supposed to be professional. She's supposed to be able to look past that. But a lot of times these celebrities can't, okay? And you know, hey, it's no secret. Some men are far better or better kisses than other men. So this man that she's doing the movie with may be a far better kisser than a Dwayne Wade. Okay? And me, Dwayne Wade, look like his breath stink. You know, that's just something else. But, you know, you got a guy here that's far better kisser than Dwayne Wade. All right? So, and then let's go on the other side with Dwayne Wade. Now, he's out of town. He's visiting these different cities playing basketball. Sometimes they go on the road for a couple of weeks at a time. Okay? So they're out on the road. Now, you got women out there who are looking for men like this. You call them groupies, all right? They're at the hotel where they're staying. They come to the games, and they do their darndest to get next to that guy. Okay, they do anything they can to get his attention. All right, and so they'll throw themselves out there. And you know, if he's not strong enough, okay, if he's not strong enough to withstand that, then you know she may be invited to his room. Right? She may be invited to his room. He knows how to get her to his room. And because his wife is, or his fiance is in Australia on location, hey, he feels like he's got free reign. You know, she can't find out, or she will not find out. Because she's so far away. So he's, you know, he's open. And because of that, sometimes these guys get caught up into that. And just like men, the same thing goes for women. You know, when you start to get caught up into that, then you find a woman who may be a lot better kisser. And she may be better in bed, anything. Then the next thing you know, he's feeling something different about this woman. I mean, guys, I'm just being real here. This is the way things happen. This is the way that these celebrity couples don't make it in their marriages. Because they're in one place and their husband's in another place. You know, the ladies are getting offers where they are. The men are getting offers where they are. And if you're not strong enough to withstand those offers, something's going to happen. And it's not going to work out well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys want to call in and comment on this topic. Now, at the same time, I say, hey, why don't these women or why don't these celebrity men or celebrity women, why don't they find an ordinary Joe Blow off the street? Okay? And if you use an ordinary Joe Blow off the street for someone like a Gabrielle Union, now, you know, there are ordinary Joe Blows out there that are great-looking guys. There are ordinary Joe Blows out there who are great guys. And as far as she's concerned, you can grab that ordinary Joe Blow. Hey, you can bring him to Australia with you for 5 months while you're on location. You know, but hey, he's got a job here in the States and he can't leave that job. Well, you're making enough money to take care of this guy. And there may be a thing where they don't want to take care of another man. But if you're going to have, if you're going to have someone that you can depend on and rely on and know they aren't back in, back home cheating on you because they have all these women that are coming at them all the time, then, hey, you got to bring this guy with you. Just like some actors, some of these men actors, when they go on location, they you know, because their wives aren't working, they have these, you know, ordinary Joe Blow wives, and they bring them with them. Or they fly them back and forth. And so they don't have that temptation out there to mess with some other woman or mess with some other man. Why don't these celebrities grab a hold of an ordinary Joe Blow, take care of him, and have him with them, keep them with them at all times, not at all times, but keep them with them, and be able to have someone there that you can grab a hold of and be with. See, and same thing with someone like a Dwayne Wade. But, you know, when you get into these, into it with these sports guys, I mean, you know, a woman probably don't want to be running from city to city to city to city all year long. But the risk there is that he's going to go to some city and there's going to be a female in the audience, and things like this happen. They're walking out at the end of the game. They're walking out to go to the locker room, and you know, a woman reaches out to shake a hand or something, and she's giving him a number. Okay, or now somehow she's found out how to contact some of these guys. I mean, so it's hard for celebrity couples to keep their marriages going because of all these outside distractions. And just like men, just like women, you know, you may have your celebrity wife may be, you know, big time, and she's a beautiful woman. But believe you me, there are other beautiful women out there as well. There are other women out there that may be more beautiful than she is. Same thing on the man's side. You know, you may have a great looking guy, but there are other guys out there that may be better looking than him. Okay, so those things are tough to withstand in a marriage through celebrities. I mean, Tiger Woods, he just could not keep himself from being with other women. He had to have other women continuously. He had to have a woman somewhere, wherever he went, he had to have a woman there. So Tiger had all these women there. Wherever he went, he had a woman waiting for him when he got there. And when you have gigantic money, when you have gigantic money, then that's really no problem to any guy, to any woman. You have gigantic money, hey, call this girl up. Say, hey Vanessa, I'm going to Hawaii this weekend. I'm going to be playing golf in Hawaii this weekend. I'd like for you to come. Well, Vanessa probably won't turn that down. And he's going to foot the bill. Vanessa doesn't have any problem with that. Vanessa is not a celebrity. Vanessa doesn't have a paparazzi wondering why she's going to Hawaii. So Vanessa, ordinary Joe Blow, she can fly to Hawaii with no problem and be with Tiger the entire weekend. And, you know, Tiger can be with her the entire weekend because his wife is back in the States. He's in Hawaii. He can do his thing. That's what happens to celebrity couples. And that's why they can't stay married. I mean, of course, there are some who do stay married, but the majority of them can't make it. All right. So thank you guys for tuning in to the show. That's about all I have for you today. Join me same time. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Take care, guys.
I'll be gone for a while.